2, 1, begin transmission.
What? Is this on? I think it is. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee traditionally begins. So let us begin it. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, I'm getting out of my car here at Herrenhaven on this lovely day. It's about, 60 degrees Fahrenheit, 62 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that in Celsius? I don't know. Do the conversion in your head. I'm looking around in the parking lot, looking for marmots. Are there any marmots over there watching me? I don't know. I don't see any. So let's get into this. Oh, I'm so glad to be back at Herrenhaven this year. I didn't think we'd be able to make another trip with all the weird weather we were having, but no. It's a nice day today. Sunny. No wind, or at least, not a lot of wind. And I just felt like we needed to go outside. I also feel like I need to change my glasses. Where's my glasses? Ah, damn it, I left them in the car. Okay, so now we walk back to the car. This is pretty exciting. Yeah, one thing I am noticing is the placement of the shadows, the angle of the light. Well, why is this so weird? Well, because it's about 12:30 local time. Yeah, check your clock, it's 19:33, which means it's 12:33 local time. Grab my glasses here. Close the car door. All right. Now we are officially ready. And I know what you're thinking. Toby, you forgot your glasses. Did you forget your camera too, as usual? No. I do have my camera in my pocket. Although, I should probably mention, I am vaguely afraid of the battery charge. Not entirely how charged the battery is in the old camera, but that's cool. Alright, so as I walk near the, walk past the dragonfly pond here, I can see a couple of big frogs on logs. As I look up into the canopy, I do see the signs of winter approaching. Leaves are finally starting to turn colors. On my street, there's a bunch of red trees. They turn red and they're neat. But still a lot of green stuff here. I'm walking by tons of green, unwilted leaves. But up high in the canopy, the cottonwood tree leaves are turning yellow. Still lots of green, but a lot of leaves on the forest floor. So we'll probably be hearing lots of little dudes, like birds and squirrels running around. I'm gonna take my camera out of my pocket just in case. Get that ready. And I hope it's not set on macro. I'll turn it on and I will double check. It is not on macro. So, all right, the big question is, will we see any dudes today? And if so, what dudes shall we see? I'm curious. I want to see what kind of dudes are out here today. I'm approaching the crossroads. The sun is low. I mention that only because, like I said, it's 12:30. Shouldn't the sun be overhead? It is not. All right, so we're going to walk out the cut here and see what's in the Mulhall's property, if anything. Dun, 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 dun. Why is there a piece of old lumber here? That's unusual. All right. And as we make our way out here, oh my God, who's that out there? Holy crap, it's a fox. There's a fox just standing out there. He sees me, but he doesn't care. This is when I wish I had the big camera, because I could zoom in. This fox is, what, 60 meters away? Maybe a little bit less. He's kind of big. He's knee high. I don't believe this. He's just sitting there, just looking at me. Do, 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 do. What are you doing? I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to get a photo, but my camera will not focus on him. Wow. He's kind of tall. He's sitting down, but his head comes up past my knee. What's he looking for? He's looking around. Can't get my camera to focus. I don't really want to move. I'm trying to see what else is out here in this field. What is he looking at? Well, he's looking at me now. Hi, buddy. You're my fox buddy. Man, I can't believe this. This is absolutely insanity. We wanted to see dudes today, and look what we got. Oh, he just got up. He's trotting off. He's trot, trot, trotting, can't get any more pictures. Now he's sort of behind the berm. I know where he's going. He's heading back to the creek. Do-do-do-do-do, there goes Mr. Foxy. What was that guy doing? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God. There's another one. There's another fox down there where the other fox was. The fox, there's a pile of mulch on the Mulhall's property that is up against sort of the border between the Mulhall's property and Herrenhaven. And there's a fox just sitting on it. Oh my God, two foxes in one day. That's a record. That's a new event. That's the first time this has ever happened. This is the first time I've ever seen two foxes at Herrenhaven on the same day. I want to go see that other fox, but the only approach to that other fox is we're going. The other approach to that fox is the gravel or rock road that goes from Herrenhaven to the Mulhall's property. And the bad thing about walking on a road like that is that it makes noise. But I'm sorry. We gotta go for it. This is an unusual opportunity. I can't believe, one, that I saw a fox just sitting around. Although it does happen. But the weird thing is, this is a fox that's laying down. This other fox. Holy crap! Can you believe this? Two foxes. In a single spotting at Herrenhaven. We have seen foxes here before. Both red foxes and gray foxes. I should mention that these are red foxes that I have seen so far today. Oh my God, I can't believe this. One thing I should mention now is that as I'm approaching that mulch pile looking for that fox, if he's still there, once we get there, I may stop talking just so I can be more quiet. So keep that in mind. What's the best approach? From the back there? No, that's no good. That's way too loud. So if I stop talking, be aware that it's not dead air. I'm just trying to be stealthy. You should still be able to hear some ambient sounds. Birds chirping, cars driving by on Maple Street. Oh my God. Okay, I'm walking around the shed now, around the building. I am back to my car. And now we just need to turn up this little road here. Oh, the sun's in the wrong place, but that's okay. Turn around here. Okay. I am blind to the fox from here. I can't see it. It can't see me. I'm not walking on the road. I'm walking on the grass. I'm trying to be as quiet as possible. And I want to stay in the blind spot of this animal. If that fox is still there, it's less than 20 meters away at this point. Turn on the camera here. Okay. Am I going to be able to see it from any of these angles? There's tree branches in the way. I'm now making noise. There's birds chirping. And I can't see anything from this angle. I'm going to have to walk around the gate here as quietly as possible, because if that fox is still there, it's about 15 meters away, sitting on that pile of mulch. Uh-oh. It can see me. It saw me. It's looking right at me. Hi, little foxy. I want to stay there. It's okay. Oh, damn it. He's moving. Oh, what a beautiful animal. He's moving, though. He got up, he saw me coming, and he's walking away. And ironically, he's walking to where we just came from, trying to take a picture. He has stopped and turned. Oh, now he's still moving. Damn it. Yeah, he heard me as I was coming around. Okay, so I'm turning around because the fox is now making his way to the cut to where we were when we first saw him sitting on the pile of mulch. Oh my God, what an amazing dude day. I can't believe how close I just got to that fox. Oh, look, right here. What's in the middle of the road right here? Fresh fox poop. Oh, we got foxes. We got foxes today. Boy, sure am glad I left my house today. Aren't you? This is awesome. We've only been here for what, 12, 13 minutes? Ooh, I wonder what kind of dudes we're going to see today, if any. Two foxes. That's a new record. Oh, yes, we are winning. This is a hell of a win day. All right, so I'm walking back around the dragonfly pond, heading back into the forest, and we're gonna see if we can run into our fox buddy again. I'm surprised that that fox didn't run off towards the creek. But, I'm glad he's going further into Harrenhaven. He's so nice. Or maybe it's a she. Maybe it was a vixen. Maybe. That's right. A female fox is known as a vixen. This one was a little bit smaller than the first one we saw. And as I was coming around the gate, it could hear me and it was looking at me towards the, or through the bushes, and I could see a little foxy face looking at me. Oh, it was so cute. I want to give that fox foxy kisses. All right, we are approaching the crossroads. And I'm making a hell of a lot of noise walking through all these leaves. It's starting to get hot. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. As I look through the cut here, I don't see any foxes, but we'll walk back through the cut. All 20 meters of it. Look back out over the Mulhouse property. See, I have a feeling that that fox just walked through here and then it crossed the land bridge and it went deeper into the forest. That's my guess, but we're just going to come out here. Nope. Oh my God, there it is again. It's sitting there on... It hasn't seen me. I'm turning around. Oh my God. Okay. There's a pseudo road that kind of goes around the Mulhall's property there. And at one point in time, some time ago, somebody put down some limestone aggregate, some limestone rocks, and the fox is just sitting on some of the rocks, probably for warmth. They have probably absorbed all this sun. The fox is just sitting there in the sun. We're going to let it hang out there for a little while. See if it'll stick around. If I don't hassle it, the better the odds of it sticking around. So we're going to go out to the boardwalk instead right now. And here I am at the sub pond looking around. I don't see anything. Oh, there's some mallards over there. What else we got going on? We got three mallards, two males and a female. There might be another female hiding back there. I don't see any frogs or anything. Let's go out on the water. I think what we'll do is we'll hang out here for a minute, maybe check about some other stuff, and then we'll go back and check on our fox. Fox, they're a very interesting animal. I love them. I think they're awesome. What other facts about foxes do I know? Well, like I said, the female is called a vixen. And as I walk out onto the water over the boardwalk here, suddenly the wind has come up. Foxes, red fox, binomial Latin name is Vulpes vulpes. Fox in French is renard. And fox in Japanese is kitsune. And that's about all I know. Fox in, let me think. Fox in Spanish is probably something close to renard. Renard. And I'm standing over the water. A lot of the water plants are gone. The seaweed is gone. And you can see big holes in the bottom of the pond here. Looks like, I don't know, is this where turtles have been burrowing? I don't see any dudes. I kind of don't want to walk out under the wind. But I've got to come out here a little bit further to see if there's any herons or anything standing around over there. Where's my herons? It is not Heron Haven today, it is Fox Haven. The most animals we have seen today are foxes, and we have seen two. I'm looking along the reed line, the sun is in the wrong place. What's that? Is that something? No, I don't think so. What about that? Is that something? Kinda looks like it. I think it's just broken reeds, broken cattails, that have fallen into such a position as to look extraordinarily like a heron trying to fish. But no, that is in fact just broken cattail reeds. I'm at the end of the boardwalk. I do not see any herons about. Not today. I see no geese. I see no ducks. I see no... muskrats. Where's my scratties? And that's the big question. Will this be the last trip to Heron Haven in the calendar year of 2018? It very well might. It very well might. But I'll tell you something else. On the first, you know, semi-warm day we have in January or February, I will be out here again, walking around on the ice, looking for ice scratties, because we like ice scratties. You may be asking yourself, what is an ice scratty? What is this peculiar animal of which our man speaks? An ice scratty is just a muskrat swimming around and playing it on the ice. Because they do that sometimes. I have seen muskrats hibernate here. Muskrats will make push-ups. They will make little dens for overwintering. Last winter, there weren't any. The muskrats did not hibernate. And I imagine they don't really need to, because they have plenty of food, plenty of fresh water, and, you know, plenty of shelter. There's no reason. They can just hang out and be scratty dudes. Which is, in fact, precisely what we want them to be. Scratty, scratty dudes. All right, so I'm off the boardwalk, walking back around the sub pond, and making my way back to the crossroads. Now, should we go out to the blind? Or should we see if our fox is still doing stuff? If our fox is still napping? You know, what the hell? Let's head out there. Let's head out to the blind and see what we got going on, if anything. As I walk past the billabong, I can look into the billabong and see nobody. Nobody hanging out in the billabong. Well, at least in the front part. Maybe there'll be something in the back. So let's walk over to the wall blind and see what else is going on, if anything. And as we approach, I can look through the little windows here, and I don't see anything. Kind of dark back here. But I see no dudes. No swimming dudes. No dudes on land. So let's walk out of here and head out to the big blind. And as I walk, I just realized my foot hurts. That's strange. What foot is it? Which foot is it? It's my right foot. Why does my right foot hurt? I don't know. That's weird. As I approach and cross the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, I see nothing. There's no waterfowl about. I see no other dudes. I do not see any turtles. But a blue jay just flew over my head. He had something in his mouth. Something that I would suspect to be lunch. So, as we go by the vestigial wall and into the big blind, what can we see out here today? Dun dun dun. Oh, look, mallards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mallards sitting on the new log. Just sitting there. Oh, they saw me. Two of them have jumped off. Other than that, turtles. 3, 4, 5 turtles on the new log. Down from the ducks. I'm getting hot. Looks like the water level might have gone down a little bit, but as I look around everywhere else, nothing. Very smooth water. Another duck jumped off the log to follow the other first two ducks. And I'm standing in direct sunlight. Suddenly that's uncomfortable. Oh, well, there's a couple of other ducks coming out of the woodwork now. Do-do-do-do-do. But I'm going to leave them be. I am turning around, leaving the big blind. We're going to go back and check on our fox buddy. Let's go see what he's doing. Or she. And walking around Frog Harbor. Look down in there. I don't see any frogs, but there probably are some hanging around. And are there any ducks hiding back there? Yeah, I think I can see some ducks Yeah, there's about half a dozen ducks trying to hide in the shade up there. I see you duckies trying to be so tricky. Alright. Now we just need to cross the land bridge and walk through the cut and find our little foxy buddy here. It's a little noisy walking through the cut. Gotta turn the camera on. Now, get the camera adjusted so I can get a shot off before the thing runs away. Okay, as I peek out around here, I'm coming into view. Oh, and our foxy fox is no longer here. Where's our buddy? I'm looking around the property, the Mulhall's property. I do not see our fox anywhere. I'm looking back towards the mulch pile. Oh, I just heard something move in the forest. Is that our fox? Something's back in there. Which way is it moving? It's coming towards me. The sound, I can't see the fox, but I can hear something that I suspect might be a fox. Do not hear it anymore. I'm getting hot. There it is again. Who's in there? Who's in there? Well, maybe we should just, instead of walking back through the forest, maybe we should just walk down Mulhall's property here, and we'll look into the forest, and we'll see if we can see any foxy faces looking back out at us. I see birds. Now, if that fox is going to be in here, it's going to be... See, this is where he or she was laying a minute ago, right here. I'm looking for paths through the grass. This is a good place to access the forest because there's some bushes that you can get under and stuff. Yeah, see, there's a path right there. There's a good place to go in. And the sun is right behind me, which you think would be good, but it just... Sun is just shining on leaves and creating shadows, and it's dark back in there. I'm turning around to look for other things to see if there's any foxes behind me, laughing derisively. Oh, look at that silly human. He cannot find me. I have foxy skills. Yeah, that's true, but I got Tobe skills, and I saw you before you saw me, Mr. Fox, so who really won today? Alright, so here I am now at the mulch pile. And when we first saw our fox, that one fox was standing right over there. Then this one was sitting on the pile of mulch. I'm going to feel the mulch. Yeah, the mulch is obviously very warm. It's just sitting in the sun. Oh, and look, somebody built something back here. There's a little footbridge that goes over this little divot right behind the butterfly garden here. Looks like another Boy Scout project. Any foxes back here? Hello! Hello! Looking for foxes. And I'm walking around the funny little loop trail that's behind the kiosk now. My car's just right over there. And I'm glad we saw two foxes today, because it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Fox Finding Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. If there are dudes, I will find them. But now I need to find some lunch, so tune in tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
2118000ミニッツプレ